Okay, no injury updates. As per league, we do not announce those today. We did make a roster change. We released Jacob Hester, running back, picked up Adrian Robinson, linebacker. Most recently, he played at Michigan State, and I think most recently he was at Pittsburgh. Any questions?
What was Champ able to do today?
He was at practice.
What did you see on Robinson that you liked that compelled you to pick him up?
Well, I think, you know, we only had five linebackers on the roster. We needed a sixth. You know, again, multiple duties. You know, we don't know him very well yet. At least I don't. But, you know, on tape, according to our personnel people, he fits the mold we're looking for.
Did you see Champ back out there?
Yes. It was always good to have him out there.
Does he look like he was moving around really well?
As again, I'm not talking about injuries or any of that stuff because we don't have to.
I think all of us are excited about game week. As a coach, is it nice to finally have an opponent and say, here we go, regular season is right around the
corner? Yeah, it's always exciting. I mean, opening days, you know, haven't done this for, you know, quite some time. It's always exciting because everybody starts 0-0. We're playing the defending world champs, you know, at our place. You know, we're kicking off the NFL season Thursday night. Kind of makes it a little bit more exciting.
Does it really feel like a rematch? It's a kind of a much different Ravens team than you saw a year ago, isn't it?
You know, we're different too. You know, it's the exciting thing about starting a new season. You know, like I said, everybody starts 0-0. You know, they're different. We're different. You know, I think in a lot of ways we're familiar. We played them twice last year. You know, and then we're starting the season this year with them. So I think there's good familiarity on both sides. We have great respect for their organization, and you know, we're excited to play.
Talked about that excitement, being able to play the game at home. How much of a role do you expect the crowd to play?
You know, our crowd's outstanding. You know, I know they got a little amped up about billboards and different things, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we want them to be as loud as they can be, you know, when we're on defense, and as quiet as they can be when we're on offense.
What are your thoughts about facing Elvis Dumervil? He was a guy who you had on your side.
Yeah, you know, I got great respect for Elvis. Elvis did a lot of good things. You know, I appreciate him a lot. I wish him all the best, except this week.
Say again?
You know, he's, you know, much like we did, you know, he's kind of a Sam linebacker type guy on base downs and, you know, a very talented rusher on third down.
Practice squad, you got those two draft picks back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you just talk about that?
You know, I think, you know, you try to find young people. You know, I call it a developmental squad in the fact that you're developing young players. We thought enough of them, obviously, to draft them. And, you know, fortunately for us, they cleared waivers and we got them back. Yes, you know, he's a guy that is a remarkable guy as far as, you know, he can help us on defense for the look team. He can help us on offense as a developmental guy. You know, again, making that switch and do it. He made a lot of progress in a short amount of time.
Would you do that and scout team have a guy line up on
both sides? Yeah, I mean, it's a numbers deal. You're trying to keep guys fresh and yet get ready. And, you know, I mean, he's been trained by the best.
Anything else? Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you, gang.